Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Up next, we talk with Dean Bankson, research scientist for the Department of Agribusiness and Applied Economics for North Dakota State University.
When the industry had, approaching close to 60,000 jobs, not including, the secondary jobs, and you throw a 20% cut on that, we have a tremendous reduction in jobs and, of course, the wages and salaries that go with that, with those lost jobs.
How about communities? Did you get into communities at all? I'm specifically talking about Watford City, Williston, Tioga, the oil and gas communities. You know, they obviously base a lot of planning on these particular studies. And when you kind of go through the extremes that the North Dakota economy has gone through, are you hearing anything back from those what were once considered rapidly growing communities to maybe now they're just moderately growing? Or are they still rapidly growing based on the projections?
Well, what's interesting, we didn't take the economic contribution study down to the city level. You know, that would require another level of detail that we didn't pursue in this study or haven't pursued. But, in another related study, we looked at exactly the issue that you're raising, which is what does the future hold for employment and population in these areas? And I'll be safe to say that we do not have a crystal ball that's sufficiently good to, tell you what the future is going to hold. But what we did do is we looked at a variety of scenarios, looked at different oil prices and what that likely was to translate into in terms of employment change and population growth. And what we found is that the core oil counties, in a low price environment, which it's safe to say we're in a low price environment right now, still showed population growth. It was at a rate that was substantially less than what we've observed. Of course, what we recently observed was, probably the largest change in population the state's ever seen since, modern times. When we moved from low prices to high prices, we went from growth rate somewhere around 1% per year, which, people will say that's healthy growth, that's very manageable growth, that is well within the means of most communities to handle that type of growth. We move into a moderate price environment, and the projections were showing, now we're moving back into this challenging phase where we're seeing growth rates, approaching 2% or going over 2% per year. Manageable and probably exciting, and then when we looked at a high price environment, we were back in many of the same challenges that we had here the last 5 years, albeit not at the same, not drinking out of the fire hose at the same rate, but a growth rate that would nonetheless present considerable growth problems for Western North Dakota. So, right now the best projections suggest that we're going to see a substantial moderation in that population growth. But the population should begin inching up here in the next couple of years again if we stay in this low-price environment.
Dean Bankson, NDSU, talking about an oil and gas study that just came out recently. They'd been doing one every 2 years for quite a while. Final question, just kind of, did you get into any of the other industries that were impacted by this particular study in terms of the oil and gas industry impact? Obviously heavy machinery, construction, that sort of thing. I just talked to Jim Sabby from Pfeiffer Auction and Realty, and they're doing an auction for a pipeline company that got into the concrete business, and now they're getting out of the concrete business and just focusing back on the pipeline company again, which is, that's the ebbs and flows of business. When it's hot, they've tried to branch out, and now they're extracting back a little bit. So did you get into any of those other industries as far as how many were impacted or that sort of thing due to the oil and gas industry?
We have that information. It hasn't been really put together in our final reports. We're still preparing those. There were job losses in a lot of the key economic sectors in North Dakota that are tied directly into the oil and gas industry. When we look at job change in transportation and construction and wholesale trade, all of those key economic sectors took a hit in employment. We don't get into the detail of looking at, the change in assets or, the movement of individual companies. But when you take away the hit that the oil and gas industry has taken the last several years and then you push that hit back through the state's economy, you're going to have a lot of pain. You're going to have a lot of companies contracting, some going out of business. You see a lot of mergers, asset swaps taking place, and that's essentially what the state's observed here in the last couple of years. You know, the industry has focused extensively on efficiency. They're getting by with fewer employees. They've had to tighten their belts. So, you know, what we're seeing here is basically the industry becoming much more efficient and much leaner than we were observing here a couple of years ago.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dean Bankson from North Dakota State University, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Memories come falling down on me every time I roll back to town.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
On my cell phone, a wide open prairie out by my grandma's house.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
All the memories come falling down on me every time.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spiess. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. Take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.